Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. Just head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. There's a live chat room going on up there. As I say it, I mean it from the heart. Smarter people than I are in that chat room. And you can have some great conversations in there with some great and caring people. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with me, spending with us, because that's really what it boils down to. Check us out at joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can read the great stories. I think they're great stories out there on the website. And you'll find different places you can find us all over the, I always like to say, we're like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place. You can find us just about anywhere. Guaranteed. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this. I don't know if you guys caught this earlier, but Donald Trump is challenging Biden to debates anytime, anywhere, anyhow. And I don't want to say that Biden's not taking a debate, but he's not even responding. His team is. And they're like, hey, just watch the State of the Union. You'll see a real statesman, somebody really puts it out there, somebody who really cares about the country. And I'm going, wow. They're either that deceitful, they're either lying that much, or they're that delusional that they actually believe those lines. Right? Come on, think about that. If they're really that, they've really bullpucked themselves to the point where they truly believe that Joe Biden is a genius and a great statesman. They are making fun of him all over Europe. Right? You can find it on the internet. It's not that hard to find. And for those of you who can actually get Australian TV, they're a kick. They're brutal, they're relentless, and they're hilarious. Right? 855, I'm sorry, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, I do. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, Fannie Willis is in trouble again. Oh, you already know this, right? I mean, you already know what's coming with her. And hopefully, it's a big one. So the Georgia State Senate Special Committee on Investigating Wednesday morning, they heard testimony from Trump RICO co-defendant, Michael Roman's attorney. In the previous court filing, Michael Roman revealed to Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, she financially benefited from the romantic relationship with the Trump prosecutor. Did they believe that this wouldn't get out? Or the other part of this, which is kind of funny, is how Fani came out and said she's on a trial here. This is a trial on her. These proceedings are about her, and she believes that she's not. This is not about her. It's just amazing. Mercy testified on her conversations with Nathan Wade's former law partner and divorce attorney, Terrence Bradley. She testified that Fani Willis indeed visited the Biden White House, met with, guess who? Kamala Harris, prior to the Trump-Rico indictment. Maybe they should have held their meetings down at the border, don't you think? Harris could have killed two birds with one stone. So they're so busy trying to nail Trump that they can't go down. She can't go down the border and do her job. I'm sorry. It's whether you like it or not, that's a true statement. When has she actually been down there to the places this trouble? Because right now, that's not happening. And when Joe Biden goes down, he goes down to the places that have already been cleaned and disinfected for him. Now, according to public records, Fani Willis says she visited the White House, met with Kamala Harris back in February of 2023, just a couple of months before they laid down the charges. Now, some of you can say, well, maybe she went down there to tell her what was going on. Maybe she went down there to keep her apprised. Well, you couldn't do that by phone? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, really? Let that run around in your head for a second. Why did she have to go there? What were they going through? What were they planning? How involved did they want to be? Georgia Judge Scott McAfee, he previously said that Fani Williams may be disqualified from the Trump RICO case over her improper relationship with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade. I mean, come on. Between the money... Now, let's just be honest about it. Between the money and the sex, they were all in. Right? They were all in on nailing Trump. And all of them are the same way. They need to nail Trump. That's it. But, I mean, seriously, this stuff is going to stop. And it's only going to stop when we put the right. And I'm even railing against Republicans. It's only going to stop when we put the real Republicans in place that will really step up. Right? And really make a change. At the congressional level, at the Senate level. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you paying attention. Well, if you didn't think that John Kerry was lost, losing it, gone, come on back. You got to hear this. You're just going to scratch your head and go, there's no way. He can't be that dull. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I know. I say it all the time. But I do love him. 855-ROJO, 855-732. 5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I mean, seriously, if you hop up on the website, joemessina.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can get involved with the chat room there. Smart people in the chat room, extremely smart. So, and you know, get involved in our conversation. Find out what we got going on, you know? Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. And Kerry Dow, well, we were talking about John Kerry. The climate, self-appointed climate czar. He thinks that green energy is going to be larger than the Industrial Revolution. He thinks that he's going to be able to, you know, he'll have plumbing jobs and electrical jobs and this and that. And he goes through this whole, I can't play the whole speech. And he goes through this whole thing, but here's the deal. We're not ready for it. We don't have the infrastructure for it. We don't have the money for it. We don't have the manpower for it. Is this going to be another one of those highway jobs that they did, you know, back in the days of Roosevelt? We're still not ready for it. Even if we lay everything out, we can't produce enough power. And then they're going to tell us to cut back on power. Are they? The same nut jobs that are telling us that, you know, our carbon footprint is terrible, is flying all around the planet in their own private jets. Some of them, the jets are known to be mega polluters. Right? I get the biggest kick out of this. They're so self-unaware, they do not know what's going on. Real Joe. 855-732-5563. He also came out tonight in a short speech. Now, I want you to think about something. Of all the things to be worried about, of all the things going on, of all the things to scream about, Kerry wants Putin to take his, you know, climate pollutants in the war that he's waging into consideration and how it's affecting climate change. Yeah, you heard me. I'm sorry. You can't make this stuff up. No, people would think you were nut. If I tried to put this stuff out there, they would think I was writing some kind of sitcom. But I'm not. The sad part about this is people are buying into this. I was in a line with two very, very, very pleasant old ladies. No, I mean, I could say older women if you want, if it makes you feel better, but they were old ladies. And they had just come from seeing Al Gore's second version of that lying movie, right? And they were just talking about how great it was and how much they needed to see it again, and they needed to understand what was going on. And they were so excited. They tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You've got to go see this movie." Wrong guy, right? You laughing too? Wrong guy. "You got to go see this movie." I said, "You know, ladies, you know, you saw the first movie, right?" "Yeah." "Okay. You understand that we've virtually lost nil ice from the Arctic caps." "Well, that's not true." I said, "Really? How do you know that? Because it was in the movie?" "Check it out on your own. That's not true." And I went through, I said, you know, as they talk about back in the late 60s, early 70s, how New York was going to be under, what, 60 feet of water? New York, Manhattan would not be inhabitable anymore. You know, think of all this, all of the predictions that they made, all the things, none of it has come true. Absolutely none. And they looked at me like they were devastated. And they said, "Well, you know, you can't be telling the truth because we just saw the movie a couple days ago." "Yeah, yes, I got it. And I'm not asking you to believe me. What I am asking you to do, is to go ahead and look this stuff up on your own. And don't take it from CNN and don't take it from MSNBC. Go take it from sites or places, right, that don't have a financial stake in this, right? Really, honestly." And they all talk about having an open mind. You know, you religious people have no open mind. Well, you know what? You climate ideologues, you have no open mind. Really. You go ahead and look at other studies, other places that have information on that's 180 degrees from what you believe in. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate I really do appreciate you guys being involved, engaged, writing me notes, sending me stuff. Anyhow, I don't know if this is true or not, but Musk came out with a statement, said, "Look, and he's not donating to either campaign, Biden or Trump." I don't know why. It's up to him. Whatever. You know, it's his money after all. I know people get all crazy about it. It's like, wait a minute, it's not your money. Why do you care what they say? Why do you care what they do? Anyway. Oh, I already did. The psych one, I'm loving. You know, Bob Menendez, you know, if he was a Republican, they would have already removed him. Seriously. No, but this Democrat senator, he has been for years now being indicted and, again, criminal charges on bribery and what have you. So Menendez and wife are charged with obstruction of justice in a new 18-count, are you with me here? 18-count indictment. Right? This is him and his wife. Both of them knew about this. So he was indicted on a dozen new criminal charges related to a year-long bribery scheme involving the government of Egypt. Oh, and Qatar. The new charges come days after one of New Jersey's businessmen who was previously indicted and his wife, Nandy, and two others agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with the investigation. So they must have spilled their guts big time. Among the new charges are conspiracy, obstruction of justice, public official acting as a foreign agent, bribery, extortion, wow, and honest services wire fraud. Now, okay, extortion and honest, that can't be right. That's got to be a typo. Right, and honest services wire fraud. Okay, I don't know if you could use honest and fraud in the same sentence. Menendez had faced four counts of conspiracy to commit bribery and conspiracy to commit honest services fraud. I'll have to look that one up. Conspiracy to commit extortion and under the color of official right, and a conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. And again, nothing from his side of the aisle. No talk about removal. No talk about pulling him from any of the committees. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has decided to halt her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination.
I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
The former South Carolina governor told supporters that she wishes Donald Trump well without officially endorsing him. There's an expectation that interest rates will decrease at some point this year. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell mentioned that in prepared remarks on Capitol Hill. However, Powell clarified that he is not prepared to specify the exact timing yet. Wildfires are wreaking havoc on the Texas cattle industry. According to State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, the death toll for cattle has reached at least 3,600 and it continues to rise. Miller emphasized the urgent requirement for hay to help feed the surviving cows. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You heard me giggling when we came back. I got to tell you, someone just sent me a little note. You know, I talk about abortion. I talk about Planned Parenthood pretty much on a regular basis here on the show. So she sent me this note that says, an abortion does not kill a potential human being. Stop calling it that. It kills a human being with great potential. And I went, I had to apologize. She's right. Right? Not a potential human. It's only potential because mom may take its life before it comes out of the womb. Right? Not really the way that God had intended it to happen. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. See, I love the people that listen to the show and send me things like that. It means they're paying attention. They know me. They know what I like. Anyhow, I was talking about the Democrat, Senator Bob Menendez. You know what? He's got indictments against him. The Republican Party, and it's the right thing to do. I'm not saying it's not. But the Republican Party would have already removed him from office. Right? Now, come on. Seriously. Right or wrong or for all the right reasons, look at the stupid mistakes they make. I'll say the egregious mistakes they make. They want to take the high road, but they never have a plan B. They never have a way to fix the stuff they step into. You know, and when you talk about people that the sky is falling kind of people, seriously, Van Jones is out there today. He's warning Haley voters that Americans will pay with blood if they vote for Trump in 2024. Yet, more Americans have died under Joe Biden's dictatorship than under Trump's. Trump saved millions of lives, at least hundreds of thousands of lives, because he was able to stop fentanyl from coming over. Stop the flow of drugs the way it comes over now. Stop the criminals from coming over and killing our people. But you'll never hear that from them. They'll never admit to that. Are you seriously? Right? CNN senior political commentator Van Jones made a stark pitch to Nikki Haley's voters. Please. Right? I mean, seriously, President Trump really just mowed her down. He stated that if they don't vote for President Biden, there'll be horror across Europe, and that American soldiers will pay in blood. Right. Right. Do you see the dementia here? Not one American soldier died like from the Taliban. Not one. Because they knew what was going to rain down on them. Joe Biden kills 13 Americans in Afghanistan, American soldiers, and he's too busy looking at his watch because he can't be bothered to honor their bodies back in. They're demented, delusional, or outright evil. Give me something else to work with. The commentator made claims during Wednesday. I mean, think about it. Trump got us out of wars. Trump didn't start any wars. And what do you see happening now? Look at the unrest with China, Russia, the Middle East. You can't blame that if you could try. You can't blame that on Trump. Right? On CNN Newsroom, he was there with, I think, Jim Acosta. Right? They tried to get into the mind of Biden, but that must be serious. Envision what he would say to get Haley to choose him rather than stay with the GOP Trump. What would you get him to say? Acosta prompted him by saying, and Van, what does President Biden need to do at this point to earn those Nikki Haley? If he gets Nikki Haley voters, they weren't Republicans to deal with, and they've been sold a bill of goods that this isn't true. Joe Biden is not pulling people together. He's dividing people on a regular basis. And Jones went off, you want to talk about fear-mongering? They blame us on fear-mongering. Jones offered all these images of war waging across Europe, American soldiers dying in far-off battles, which is exactly what Trump was against. Right? They're trying to say, well, Trump was going to pull us out of Afghanistan. He would have the same problem. No, because he wouldn't have done it overnight. He wouldn't have left all the equipment. It would have been gradual. And it would have been no loss of life, I'm sure. He began by saying, Biden really needs to talk to her donors and her supporters. Say, look, if you want a year from now, watch Russian tanks rolling through Europe. Yeah, they didn't happen when he was president. They're closer to happening while Biden's president. They're setting up for all this. And they will blame Trump for all the weakness that Biden has created at the border in Europe over the Middle East. We are weak. We are the laughing stock under the Biden administration. You're going to wake up some morning and you're going to see horror across Europe. You're going to have an American soldier, sailors, having to go over there to do something that we could have done with dollars. Oh, wow. So they think they could pay everybody off because it's worked out so well for us in the past, right? Look, Iran, now they have found out that Iran has over-enriched to the point where they do have nuclear weapons. Well, they've had them for a while, but now they're saying all of a sudden. And they're telling Iran, you have got to destroy all of that. You've never had permission, because Iran's always been a good boy and done exactly what they've been told, right? This just shows you how delusional they are. They're totally out of touch with reality. Right? They're asking Haley to tell her voters that with Trump you'll have continued division in the party, division in the country. If you want to see, and I love the line that he used, if you want to continue to see the country being divided and unable to govern itself, then vote Trump in. So he's admitting that the country's divided, right? Now, I got to tell you, this is something that Jones does on a regular basis. Right. He's got a history, a habit, history, whatever you want to call it, of claiming that, you know, Republicans, politicians, conservative institutions, they have these dark designs for America, conservative institutions. Last month, he trashed the U.S. Supreme Court. After his signal, they would rule that Colorado could not keep Trump off the primary ballot. He said, this court seems to be very strong when it's time to take rights away from women. Very strong when it's time to take diversity programs from college kids. Very strong taking voting rights away from Americans. Very strong. I would love to ask him. And I don't know, I'd get a straight answer from him, but I'd ask him anyway. Do you honestly believe that our founding fathers had in mind that people from other countries would be able to vote here? And I say that because they specifically call out illegal aliens in the Constitution. All right? Illegal. Yeah, I'm amazed. Not illegal, but aliens. To refer to people who weren't born here, don't belong here, are not American citizens. Remember that in 2016, Van Jones said that Trump voters represented a white lash against black president. Because we all hated Obama. Remember that? I mean, I don't remember hating Obama, but according to them, we did. Just amazing to me. So we really need to not worry about what they think. Not worry about what's going to offend them. We need to jump in and just do the right thing. You need to know, you need to believe what the right thing is and not care what people around you are saying or thinking or even saying about you. You just need to do the right thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? And just get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution, as I like to say. Congressman Wesley Hunt, you know, I think you guys heard that Charles Barkley said that if he saw a black man wearing a MAGA hat, he would punch him right in the face. I love him. Right? That's a way to win people over, isn't it? We'll hit more on this inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. Be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Love having you around. At least so they tell me. No, I really do. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. What was I going to say now? I forgot. Oh, I don't have to remember, right? Because you guys don't know what I was going to say. I could say anything. You wouldn't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know, again, as I've said a million times, there's a whole bunch of stations you could be watching, listening to, but you've chosen me, and I really do appreciate that. You know, somebody else sent me, since we're in these little notes now, apparently, somebody else sent me, you know, and I know I've seen this one before, so I know it's been flying around. But they said, look, think about something, Joe. The people shut down your businesses and killed your careers and now asking that you reelect them so they can keep their jobs but never forget what they did to you. That's the other thing. I don't think people remember. Or if they do remember, maybe they really didn't care. Maybe they really don't want to fight to keep their own jobs and they're expecting us to do it for them. I've seen it happen before. People approach me as a school board member They want me to fight for certain things, but they won't fight for it themselves. So it's very hard to start that battle rolling for an elected official, any elected official really. Start a battle rolling like that, and they get, for all intents and purposes, then they're stuck with it. Because that's when you hand it to us like that, we are stuck with it. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732. I love it. 5563. Talking about Charles Barkley, who said he's going to punch every black person with a MAGA hat in the face. I guess he's going to be pretty busy. One congressman is firing back at NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley. Barkley did not like Trump's comments at Columbia last Friday, where he suggested black voters liked his mugshot and his indictments. Yeah, again, take it out of context, but whatever. You know who embraces more than anybody else? The black population, Trump told the crowd. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot and his shirts on. Now, Barkley was speaking with Gayle King, another Trump hater. Said he'd choose violence if he saw a black person wearing anything with Trump's mugshot on it. First of all, I'm just going to say this. If I see a black person walking around with Trump mugshots, I'm just going to punch him right in the face. Isn't that nice? Isn't that cool? Wesley Hunt out of Texas took a social media and said, hey, Barkley, you fell right into the media's trap. Right? He said, you took a two-hour speech from President Trump out of context. One thing I can guarantee is when you see Wesley Hunt sporting the mugshot, Sir Charles won't be punching this combat veteran in the face. I believe that to be true. He's got muscles on his muscles, this guy. Now, Hunt is 42 years old. He's been representing the 38th Congressional District in Texas since 2023. He's a West Point graduate. This guy flew Apache helicopters in the military. That isn't for the faint of heart. You know what I'm saying? Barkley said, oh, I mean that sincerely. When King suggests he was only joking with his comments, he even added that he would celebrate after bailing himself out of jail if it came to that. He's a billionaire. He's had a great life. He's been president of the United States to insult black people who have been discriminated against all these years. He said, I was just very offended. You know, look, when you hate somebody, I don't care what it is, who it is. There's nothing they're going to say that you aren't going to take the wrong way. There's nothing going to say that's going to make you feel better about them, voting for them, not voting for them, upset that they still have breath. Seriously. So, we all know this. This is well known. All right, now my next, this is just amazing. This, you can't be any more dull. I mean, Biden has surrounded himself with a bunch of dull cabinet members. Buttigieg now denies that Biden dismantled the Trump border policies. I mean, even the CNBC host is like, what? Huh? What? It's just crazy. Kernan insisted that Democrats only started caring about the border once it became a major campaign issue. Buttigieg said, oh, hey, that's not true. The government official also claimed that former President Trump Republicans have been the ones sabotaging Biden's attempt to secure the border by killing the recent bipartisan bill. Now, Kernan replied that Democrats taking point has generated frustration among voters who have witnessed the Biden administration's actions. An argument ensued between the two. A lot of crosstalk, which, hey, I'm okay with. Now, Buttigieg fell into the debate when he touted Biden's accomplishments as president, knowing that if Biden had fallen short on anything, it's because of the GOP. Don't you love this? It's always the other guy's fault. That's why I told you, I branded the Democrat Party the party of non-responsibility. They take responsibility for nothing. Oh, except when they have a win. If there's a win or something good, it's always their fault. Or it's because of their policies. When something goes wrong, even though they implemented it, yeah, they're not interested. He used the border, he said, the mistake he made was using the border as an example. He said it was especially disappointing to see what happened with the border, right? You got congressional GOP talking about the border every chance they got. You think they'd be interested in addressing it? And yet, a bipartisan bill put together by one of the most conservative members of the Senate. They worked together. They made a tough decision on both. It looked like there was going to be a chance to do something. And Buttigieg then blamed Trump for breaking the deal apart. But the host stated that Biden and company didn't care about solving the border crisis until it was clear it was going to become a major campaign issue. Only then did Biden step up and say this is a problem. And it's true. He's been ignoring it for years. Mayorkas says it's been closed, it's sealed, it's good, all is well. And it's a lie. You know it's a lie. Curtis said every time we hear those talking points that suddenly it was a Republican who ruined the border, that's why people get so frustrated. We know that President Biden, what he was saying about inviting people in, we know that he got rid of the things that were kept the border closed. President Trump had already put them in place. We know he got rid of all of those. So when you say it's his fault, it's not true. Now, Buttigieg's cut in. He denied the host. He said, look, that's literally not true. It's just not true. They kept talking over each other. You know, and Kernan asked, he said, you're aware that over 7 million people have crossed the border, right? Just since Biden got in office. And Buttigieg argued that Biden only got rid of the policy to tear children out of the arms of their parents. But it's not true that some of the other things that have been suggested. Kernan replied, look, this is part of the problem. This is part of your disconnect. These kids aren't being separated from their parents. They're being separated from people they don't even know. We talked to a Border Patrol agent here, and I've talked to a few of them off air. And you could tell when somebody knows somebody. You could tell when this guy's really this kid's uncle. You know what I mean? Right? And that's the biggest problem. They don't really put safeguards in place. I don't know what's going on. Like I said, are they truly that evil? That dishonest? I got to ask you, because again, why won't they put more safeguards in place for people? I mean, for kids. Curtis said the reason that some of these numbers stay where they're at is because it just seems like instead of actually owning some of the issues that we have, instead of acknowledging that the president maybe has lost the step, the administration keeps saying, well, don't believe your lying eyes. I think congressional Republicans are saying, don't believe your lying eyes, which is why they're polling at 15% right now, but it just shot back. I mean, whose poll? What are you asking? I say that because when you look at the actual polls, even Democrats feel safer when Republicans are in charge during a war or battling these kind of things. Sometimes you guys are going to have to look them up yourself. And you got to look them up yourself because, frankly and honestly, they're not going to tell you the truth. Look what just happened again in California. I kept telling you guys for years. You want to see what this country would look like under Democrat rule? Look at California. Look at how bad California is. No, really. Right? We're coming up on it soon. Over $80 billion deficit. We're supposed to be that state. Right? We're supposed to be those people. We've got people leaving in droves. We've lost a congressional seat. I would venture to say we're probably going to lose another one. And it's a big deal. All right, thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Again, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, if you want to get their blood pressure up, about the Joe Messina Show. Check out JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com, plenty of great information there. Love it when you sign up for the newsletters. We do donations, too. Go over to MyPillow.com. Forgot about that. Promo code Joe. Save you a boatload of money. You get great product. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, people. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.